PK 台一起学习来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天周一的看书有道阅读美文的板块，我们欢迎出今天的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, welcome and good afternoon, glad you're all listening.
好，欢迎大家来收听我们今天的直播节目哈。在体验了三位大家啊，我们的 Bacon, Mark Twain 和 Einstein 大智慧之后呢，今天我们来接触一位我们的身边人，用他的成绩改变了整个世界，那他就是 Steve Jobs, 乔布斯。
Yes, today we're going to talk about Steve Jobs, and I'm sure all of you have heard of him. He is known as the man who revolutionized like six industries.Personal computers, animated movies, music, phones, tablet computing, and digital publishing. I think our life would be really boring without Steve Jobs.
乔布斯啊，真是这个计算机业界和娱乐业界的标志性人物哈。刚才 Judy 老师告诉我们说，他的出现和他的成绩呢，改变了六个领域，是不是
？Yeah.
Six industries.
Yeah, personal computers, well, we all know Apple computers, of course, who doesn't want an Apple? Although, yeah, I don't really understand Apple computers, I must confess. Animated movies, Zootopia, for example, was a recent animated movie. And the first movie that was animated is Toy Story. I don't know if you heard about it, but I remember watching it and was like, wow, so new, so shiny.
有个人电脑领域，哈，有这个动画领域。
Yeah.
What else?
Music.
还有音乐。
Yeah, I'm sure you all know iTunes. That's like you can download music online and then put it all on your iPhone or iPad or something. And it's very, very popular to use that. Also, a lot of DJs use that. So he kind of revolutionized the party scene as well.
And we have
phones. Imagine the day you don't use your phone. Are you able to do that?
No, I don't think so.
Tablet computing. Like a lot of people have a tablet.
平板电脑
They like to read books on tablets. They like to do their work on tablets or take pictures with their tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And digital publishing. As we all know, today's world, if something happens, everyone takes pictures of it and takes videos and puts it on Weibo, I believe.
Or WeChat.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a new Weibo, I heard. he made a lot of changes in our daily lives, even like without really directly being involved with Steve Jobs as a person. We...Meet him every day, I think.
乔布斯都去世五年了，到现在为止呢，我们还是非常的怀念他。他一手创办的苹果公司、皮克斯动画推出的 Macintosh、iMac、iPod、iPhone、iTunes、iPad、
yeah.
等等这些风靡全球的电子产品，深刻的改变了现代通讯、娱乐和数代人的生活方式。所以乔布斯呢，在我们的眼中，绝对那是个牛人加成功咖。但是呢，他的这个实际生活呀，也是一个常人一样的，经历了很多失败和痛苦。十年前呢，他在这个 University of Stanford 有过一段非常精彩的演讲，有个三个非常著名的关于创业和生活感悟的故事。那三个故事呢，当时我们听了以后啊，都非常的感慨，让我们得以了解呢这个光环之外呢 ，Jobs 乔布斯的生活，包括他当年那些求学的挫折啊，记不记得他的这个 early life？
Yeah.
He's been adopted.
Yeah, he was a man who didn't have it easy in life. The only benefit he had was that he found out early what he wanted to do and what made him happy,and that's what gave him courage to continue his job.
他早年的人生呢，可以说也不是那么的顺利哈，还被这个养父母给领养了。但是他觉得他自己唯一顺利的地方呢，唯一幸运的地方，就是他在自己很早的时候就明白了自己喜欢做什么这件事情。所以这种明白啊，一直以来给他的就是推动着他的成功。对他的影响特别大，所以他也想把这样的一些东西啊分享给其他更多的哈、想要创业的哈、想要成功的这些年轻人。乔布斯这个人呢， 当年哈，求学波折，创业也很艰难，但是呢，他又非常的热衷技术，又非常的执着倔强，而且还有一个名号叫做是一个 perfectionist， 还是个追求完美主义者哈。据说还很不好打交道。
I heard that he was a pretty hardcore perfectionist. Yes, that he only slept like 5 hours a night or something, and that he even like had a bed in his office that sometimes if he wanted to work more, that he would just sleep in his office. Well, to me, that's like.Way too perfectionist.
他完全就是一个 passionate workaholic.
Yeah, yeah.
极其具有热情的一个工作狂。同时他又是一个禅宗的信徒，具有一种镇静的力量。所以这个人呢是一个非常复杂的综合体。啊，通过他的这个三个故事呢，我们得以去品味他的精神世界，尤其是他非常笃定地追随着内心的直觉。他觉得一个人呢一定要 listen to your heart. 啊，聆听你的内心，要 follow your instinct, 叫intuition,
yeah.
你的直觉。
Yeah, and it's actually like, this speech was very, important to many people. I notice here that, many Chinese people know him, and mainly because of this speech. Because, as you all know, in China, I think the education system gives a lot of pressure to students. Students like you, they study every day, like from early in the morning to late at night.And then it's difficult to keep to yourself, to think for yourself, what do you love to do? What would you like to do? And when you hear his speech, you kind of are more stimulated to kind of discover, go out there and explore what you really like instead of what others want you to like.
哎呀，乔布斯觉得人呢，往往是要在年轻的时候，越早的知道自己喜欢做什么越好。这样的话，你的生命才不会被浪费掉。
嗯，
像他打小就知道自己喜欢什么，然后还非常自作主张的休学了啊。也不去学自己该学的了，反而去学那些自己呢想学的东西。啊，他没有学自己 what I should learn, 他是 study what I love to learn.
Yes, and it's not like that you should know that like right away. No, not at all. Steve Jobs in his speech, he says he had to overcome a lot of difficulties to be able to find out what he loved doing. So actually his failures were blessings in disguise.
啊，对，他还不仅仅是知道自己做什么，他还是完全的沉溺于自己心之所向的事业。当然这也被后来的时间证明是改变了整个人类的伟业啊。当然当年的他那一段 speech 呢，因为非常的真实本色，所以这些语段呢一直是备受推崇的。大家还记不记得那三个故事啊 ？Three stories. The first one is about connecting the dots. 啊，他说人的生活当中都是有很多很多不同的点给联系起来的。啊，发生的时候，事情进行的时候呢，你并不知道为什么有这样一些点，但是当你后来串联起来的时候，你发现所有的点在你的人生当中都是有意义的。The second story is about love and loss. 爱和失去。哎，今天我们要选择的呢，就是爱和失去的这一部分。当然 ，the third part is about death.那个时候他身体还健康的时候就跟大家谈到了死亡的问题，好，以至于后来呢产生了一些比较经典的内容，比如说 Your time is limited, 对吧，你的时间是有限的等等，那些让大家朗朗上口的内容。哎，在这里我们想问一下大家， Tell us, what is your favorite quote of Steve Jobs? 有没有同学们，有没有Judy 老师，有没有自己喜欢的？
I have definitely one that is related to the saying Your time is limitedHe said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. I meet so many people, not only in China, but also surprisingly many in the Netherlands, mainly girls actually, who have a relationship, a love relationship, and they think that love relationships is just going to end in a marriage, and they give up everything for their boyfriend, like they quit their jobs, they really become a housewife idea, and like they make their decisions all based upon what their husband or boyfriend is doing, and I think that's wrong. That's not what you live for. I mean, of course, it's good to have relationships, and well, it's also good to, yeah, kind of make consensuses, like agree upon what you should do and not do with your partner, but if something like if you don't like becoming a housewife and if that's not your dream, then please don't do that just because of your boyfriend's sake.
哎呦，这老师的感触可真深啊。
Yeah,
他就说到他感触最深的就是不要为别人而活，是不是？
Yeah, like, I mean, of course we all need other people and other people need us. So you have to kind of, yeah, give something back to what people give to you, but not your entire life.
对了，哎，我觉得生活是这样的，生活呢总是很艰难的，有些事情呢我们是不由自主的，不是说我想为自己活我就能为自己活的，是不是？生活它还面临着很多的关系和一些妥协啊。但是呢乔布斯的这个演讲呢是他自己发自内心的发自肺腑的，他觉得这是他的成功之道，所以他一定要分享出来给更多的人。我们不管自己的生活中能不能做到这些，至少呢它是开了一扇窗户，让你知道呢有这样一种可能性，让你反思一下自己的生活是不是你可以愿意或者是你有这种可能去照着他说的这么做。所以啊，这个今天的这段文段呢，口语比以前咱们说的那个高大上的三篇呢都要简单很多，大家要放轻松的来学，一边学呢一边读这文段的时候一边来体会这些字里行间的意思，好不好？接下来我们就进入到今天 You've got to find what you love 的学习。这个标题咱们怎么来理解？ You've got to find， 你首先得找到 what you love。
Yeah.
Find what you love， 你得知道，你得明白，你得找到你爱做的事是什么。
Yeah, you have to go looking, look for what you love, actually. Like, it doesn't come at once. It takes a little time. For Steve Jobs, it took him quite a short time. But, yeah, life just gives you many opportunities to find out what you love, but you have to see them.
乔布斯就开始在跟我们每个人说话了哈。首先他就说 You've got to find what you love. You've got to, 啊，你必须你得找到你自己所热爱的事情或者是你自己所爱的人。这前提条件很重要啊，一定是你真心喜欢的，不是别人强扭给你的，这不是。好，我们来看第一段他怎么说的。
I was lucky. I found what I love to do early in life. Wasn't I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20? We worked hard, and in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a billion company with over 4,000 employees. We had just released our finest creation, the Macintosh, a year earlier, and I had just turned 30, and then I got fired.
这第一句话真是第一段哈，真是言简意赅啊。第一段你信息量很大，他说 I was lucky 啊，一上来就说The second story is about love and loss。我要说的第二个故事呢是关于爱与失去啊，这一段就不在原文里了。I was lucky， 我是幸运的。他自认为自己呢是幸运的。为什么呢？
Because he found what he loved to do early in life. He was only 20 and then he thought, oh my god, this is it, this is what I want to do, this is what I love to do. And 20 is really a young age to already know that.
20岁是什么年纪啊？是人都在迷茫的年纪，不知道自己在干什么，不知道自己的未来在哪里啊。
Yeah.
也不知道自己应该住在哪个城市，做什么样的工作，和什么样的人生活在一起。Life is all about the choices.
Yeah. And if you already know that by 20, then, yeah, then you can say you are lucky, because then you don't have to be so anxious anymore. Like, oh, what do I have to do with my life? And so many people struggle with that.
20岁是一个人生当中，包括从20到30岁吧，整体都是很迷茫的年纪。
Yeah.
是不是？这里老师现在狠狠的在点头，狠狠的在点头啊。是啊，每个人回想自己年轻的这一段的时候，或者是您现在正好在经历这段时间的时候。你也在想，如果一个人20岁就知道自己 found what I love to do， 就知道自己想做什么了，想热爱做的事情了，是不是很幸运？ Isn't he lucky?
Yeah, he is very lucky. Yeah, he is good to acknowledge that. Like not everyone is able to be so lucky.
天才的时间就是生命就是开始的早，但是呢，结束的也有点早。但是他活得非常的充分啊，这个燃烧的非常的充分。当年他做了些什么事情呢？接下来我们说
Was and I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20.
好 ,was, 就是他的那个苹果公司的创始人跟他一起当年。
Yeah.
啊在 and I started Apple, 我们呢就正式创办了苹果。啊注意大家这里注意 Apple 是大写显然就是苹果公司。啊 in my parents' garage, my parents, 我父母的车库 garage。这单词儿啊咱们得住那独栋有车库的人才知道这词儿叫什么哈、啊、叫车库。When I was 20, 二十岁的时候我就和沃兹呢在我父母的车库里就创办了一公司了。And then,
we worked hard.
我们特别努力的工作。We worked so hard, we work hard. 不容易啊又有公司了又开始自己努力工作了。你看这前途是一片光明吧。
And in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a billion company with over 4,000 employees.
说得轻松哈、啊、我们努力工作然后呢用了十年的时间。你看这十年时间的艰辛他就用一句话把它概括了。In 10 years, 在短短的十年间呢 Apple had grown from, grown from, 从一个什么东西长成了一个什么样的东西。Grown from just the two of us in garage. 我们呢从仅仅是我俩在车库这么倒置啊 into, 看看现在变成了一个 a billion company.
A billion company means here a company that makes billions. A company that is, yeah, is very successful.
就是啊一个资产是高达几十亿的、
yeah.
a billion 的 company, 啊几十亿的美元的大公司还有呢 over 4,000 employees
Yeah, more than 4,000 employees More than 4,000 people worked for Apple then
这规模可够大的四千名雇员资产几十亿美元的一个大公司
We had just released our finest creation
哎，在这个公司的第九年吧啊 We had just released Release 我们都说通常是发布什么新品啊
yeah, It's something a new product is made public、
嗯、
It's give like for example When you like video games a lot Then you often read advertisements New release And then you know Oh there's a new video game in store Like yeah
对既可以是动词也可以是名词哈、
yeah.
都是一些新品的发布新款的发布 We had just released our finest creation 我们最好的产品 Our finest 的创作和产品那就是 Macintosh、
yeah.
啊，这个 Macintosh 大家都知道 Macintosh 怎么翻译成中文呢好像没有什么很好的翻译就是它的 Macintosh 操作系统
I also don't know
好这个 Macintosh 这就是苹果的操作系统嘛是吧然后呢 A year earlier
And I had just turned 30
哎，那时候呢我已经 turned 30我已经快满30岁了好 A year earlier 就在那一年 And then
I got fired.
我被炒鱿鱼了。I got fired. 意思呢就是给 fired.
That, yeah, that you dismiss someone from his job. Like, if you get fired, then your boss tells you, I'm sorry, but we don't need you anymore. And then you don't have a job anymore.
对呀、啊。那这段经历我们大家都很熟悉啊就是乔布斯在人生的这个最初的那一次被炒鱿鱼也是他人生中的最大的一次挫折。
嗯
那会儿哈、啊、好我们来看看他在经历挫折的时候那几个月他是什么样的心态
I really didn't know what to do for a few months I felt that I had let the previous generation of entrepreneurs down That I had dropped the baton as it was being passed to me I met with David Packard and Bob Noyce And tried to apologize for screwing up so badlyI was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away from the valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. I had been rejected, but I was still in love, and so...I decided to start over.
这一段就讲了他失业以后到重新开始的一段心路历程。I really didn't know what to do for a few months.
Yeah.
最初的几个月里，有几个月的时间 ，a few months， 我完全不知道我该做些什么。
Yeah, if you imagine you lose your job, then yeah, what does that do to you? Like, luckily I never got fired, but it should be really weird.
而且是一个公司是自己创办的公司，然后 got fired.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like you made the company yourself, and then you got fired by your own company.
啊，所以他肯定心里是很不爽的呀，是吧？啊，各种怨气呀，或者是不满啊、遗憾啊等等。I felt that I had left the previous generations of entrepreneurs down. 我自我感觉呢。Let somebody down 的意思就是我辜负了什么人，我让某人伤心了。
I disappoint someone.
对 ，I disappoint someone. I let the previous generation of 就是之前的那一代人，那一代什么呢？和他一起创业的人 ，entrepreneurs.
Yeah, the entrepreneurs before him.
就是他之前的那一代跟他创业的人。
Yeah.
啊，他觉得他辜负了那些人 ，let them down. That I had dropped the.
The baton. Yeah, this is a bit tricky because this word we don't really use in English, but a baton is a stick you pass to each other in a relay race. And, okay, so imagine you are participating in a relay race.
Mm.
You have a stick and you run with that until you meet your team. Yeah, your team member, and you give that stick to your team member, and then the team member has to run for...distance.
对，这就是体育比赛当中那个接力棒嘛、
yeah.
，baton 那个接力棒。我呢 dropped， 我丢掉了这个接力棒 ，as it was being passed to me。
Yeah，
哎，刚传到我手上的时候，我就把它给丢了，所以我觉得特对不起大家。
Yeah, he kind of uses this as a metaphor, like to describe his feeling. Like he felt he was participating in such a relay race, and then it was finally his turn to run, and someone gave the stick to him, and then he dropped it at the moment he had to start running.
你看，本来他接力棒以后正准备起跑了，结果给丢了。哎呦，所以这内心的心情是特别的难受啊，中途受挫折。I met with David Packard.And Bob Noyes, 啊，我就和这个 David Packard 和 Bob Noyes 见面，然后呢 ，try to apologize for screwing up so badly. 我们说 screwed up 就是说把什么事给搞砸了这短语。
Yeah, screwing up can be a verb and an adjective. If you screw up something, then you make something a complete mess, that you fail something completely.
Make something a complete mess.
Yeah, yeah. For example, I was very bad at math, so I usually screwed up all my math exams.
Screwed up, 把什么事搞得一团糟，乱七八糟的，糟糕透顶了。
Yeah.
我呢，不得不给他们道歉啊！道歉呢，我把这些事儿啊搞得糟糕透顶了。哎呀，我得不停的连声说对不起啊，对不住啊，怎么着的。
And you can also feel screwed up. Like if something happens that really is not what you wanted, then you can feel screwed up. Like you can say she felt really screwed up when her boyfriend broke up with her or something.
也可以感觉到什么什么非常的 screwed up.
Yeah.
把什么事情搞砸了的状态。I was a very public failure. 哦，这个话说的哈，我是一个公开的反面教材。
Yeah.
我是个 public 公开的失败，公开的反面教材。And
I even thought about running away from the valley.
我还怎么着呢？我还甚至尝试过呀，要 running away from the
valley. The valley here means Silicon Valley.
哦，我还甚至要从硅谷呢逃走。
Yeah.
然后呢 ，valley 啊，就是硅谷。But something slowly began to dawn on me. 但是有些事情呢，逐渐逐渐慢慢的在开始 dawn on me. 什么意思？
Dawn
是黎明光亮。
Yeah, that means that something slowly, he realized something slowly more and more. Like, you are doing something, but you don't realize you are doing something. And then suddenly you think, oh wait, I'm doing this. Like, for example,it suddenly began to dawn on me that I hadn't eaten for 8 hours. Then it means that you suddenly realize something.
所以 dawn on me 呢，可以理解为 realize on something.
Yeah.
就是慢慢的明白了，逐渐逐渐的就明白了，就好像那个光啊洒向大地的时候啊，它是一点一点的来的，哎，然后突然间就全部洒满了。一开始是逐渐逐渐慢慢的来 dawn on me, something began to dawn on me, 某些事情让我逐渐的明白了。 I still love what I did.
Yeah.Like, even though he felt like really screwed up, he realized suddenly that, he still loved what he did. Like, it didn't matter actually that he got fired or that, he felt he was a public failure, and in a way he was a public failure then.
就算是 public failure 又怎么样呢？反正我意识到了，我热爱我做的事情。
Yeah, but he still loved what he was doing, so actually it didn't really matter.
The turn of events at Apple, 那苹果公司发生这些事情呢？这些转折呢 ？Hadn't changed that one bit. 有一点点，他们一点都没有改变。
Yeah.Like, even though Apple had changed his life very thorough, very radical, like by firing him, that is a turn of events. Turn of events is a very, very quick and deep change.
Mm.
And, even though Apple had done that, he didn't change what he loved doing. Like, it didn't matter.
苹果公司这么承担。这么程度上的改变了我的生活，但是却有一点点没有改变、
yeah.
是吧，还是有一点并没有改变我，那就是我仍然爱我自己做的事情。 I had been rejected, 那我也被驱逐了， rejected, 被拒绝了，被驱逐了， but I was still in love、mm-hmm. 我仍然执着于我自己所爱的事情， so I decided to
start over.
这个短语的意思 start over 就是从头再来、
yeah.
这需要多么大的勇气啊，大家想一想，一般的人到这种地步他都起不来了。
Yeah, so he decided to begin again.
这真是从头再来的一个典范啊，这不是真是说说看的，大家想想，如果是你自己，你的事业一下子遭遇这种摧毁性的打击毁灭之后，你还能 start it all over again? 你还能从头再来吗？
Well, I think it's pretty brave, if you decide to start over with the same idea in mind, if that idea, led to you being fired by your own company. I gotta say, that is courage.
对，这就是勇气嘛。好，第三段。
I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could ever happen to me.The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life.
I didn't see it then. 我当时呢，那会儿我根本没有察觉到。
Yeah, I didn't realize it then. I didn't feel like that.
But it turned out that...后来 turn out 后来证明 that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Yeah.
他我最后后来我才认识到，哎呦，这请苹果公司把我给炒了，原来是一个最棒的事情，好的不得了，在人生当中的一个大好事儿。
Yeah. He says like actually if Apple didn't fire me, then I wouldn't be able to do all the things that I did.
对，意思就是说呀，当年要是不炒我，我后来就没机会再做一些更有趣儿的事情。所以你看看，这命运真是有意思。The heaviness of being successful. 成功啊，是有一种沉重感的。
Yeah, like if you are very successful and if you are known to be very successful,、
mm.
that brings along a lot of stress because then you have to be successful. You have to meet certain responsibilities, you have to meet expectations. And that's a pretty heavy burden every day that you have to...that you constantly have to be successful.
对，这成功啊真的是很累的，它会给你一种巨大的压力感，压得过你喘不过气来，是吧？那一个人都成功了，他肯定不想不成功，是吧？他得肯定死守着他的成功、
yeah.
是吧？所以他肯定就放弃了很多其他的一些机会，而且人呢也过得挺累的。哎，这种沉重感呢却 was replaced, 却被代替了，被这个 lightness of being a beginner again. 被这种再次创业的一种轻松感所代替了。
Yeah, if you are a public failure, no one expects from you to be successful.
对的。
No one thinks weird of you if you do something like that is creative, if you think something new, because they don't expect it to work. They don't expect it to be successful.
对呀，你一个创业者，人家对你没有期待，是吧？你要么做成，没做成也没关系。可是如果你要是一个成功者，人家就会对你有期待，你就不能搞砸了。
Yeah,
你就得必须更好。
Yeah, and that gives you a lot of freedom to experiment, to use your creativity, and to, use your talents, and to, think of something new.
对呀，所以这种轻松感呢是挺好的。Less sure about everything.对什么事情呢都不是特别看重，对什么事情呢也不是特别在乎那种，反正创业者就是特别胆大，什么都敢干，初生牛犊不怕虎，这种就很轻松了。 It freed me too， 它让我自由了。
Yeah.
To enter one of the most creative periods of my life， 这件事情呢不仅解放了我，给了我自由，同时让我进入了一生当中最有创造力的阶段。
Yeah, that's like I said, like, if no one expects you to succeed, then you're free to experiment. And if you are experimenting, then you can just use your creativity and just be a little bit flexible with the rules.
对呀，这一下他就轻松了，然后呢，迎来了人生当中最具有创意的一段时间。要没有这段，也没有咱后来的乔布斯，说实话啊。来，我们看下一段。
During the next 5 years,I started a company named Next, another company named Pixar, and I fell in love with an amazing woman who would become my wife. Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film, Toy Story, and is now the most successful animation studio in the world. In a remarkable turn of events, Apple bought Next. I returned to Apple.And the technology we developed at Next is at the heart of Apple's current renaissance. And Laureen and I have a wonderful family together.
真好，接下来发现了哈，大难不死必有后福。During the next 5 years, 在接下来的五年当中呢 ,I start a company named Next. 我创办了另一家叫做 Next 的公司，还有另外一家公司叫做 Pixar.啊，这就是咱们知道的这个皮克斯公司专门做动画的。
Yeah,、
哎、
everyone knows Pixar. Everyone knows Pixar.、
哎、现阶段是非常有名了哈、
yeah.
啊。And fell in love with an amazing woman. 哟，自己呢还收获了爱情啊。Fell in love with an amazing woman who would become my wife. 后来呢就成了我的妻子。
Yeah.
这人生一下子呢就顺风顺水了。Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film. 皮克斯呢 went on 继续、啊、制作了世界上的第一个用电脑来制作的动画电影、
yeah.
computer animated feature film.
Yeah, an animated film, an animated movie is a movie made of drawings or pictures who move likefast behind each other, so they become a movie. A feature film is a full-length movie that is presented in cinemas or released on DVD.
嗯，叫做 Toy Story，
yeah.
就是玩具总动员。
Yeah.
好，这是乔布斯当年他们那公司做的。And is now the most successful animation studio in the world. 现在呢，当然也是全世界上最成功的。动画制作工作室、
yeah.
Animation studio in the world.
An animation studio is a company that makes animation movies.
对对对、啊、这个工作室嘛。 So
in a remarkable turn of events、
哎、在一些非常了不起的 turn of events 当中、啊
yeah.
就后来又继续发生了一系列的运作，一些 remarkable turn of events
Yeah, if something is remarkable, then something is outstanding, like not expected.
对，而且是有些意外的。
Yeah.
好，一些事情，一系列的一些事情当中呢，事情又戏剧化的发生了变化和转折。发生了什么呢 ？What happened?
Apple bought Next.
苹果又把 Next 给收购了。
Yeah, that's I think for Steve Jobs, that should have been so weird. Like your own company fires you first, and then. That company buys your second company?
对，所以乔布斯这两个人的命运就是自己和自己的公司过不去。
They must have liked what he does.
自己呢创办的公司被自己公司解雇了，然后自己的公司又吞并了，又收购了自己的公司。
Yeah.
然后呢 ，I returned to Apple.
Yeah.
我又回到了苹果公司。然后呢
The technology we developed at Next.Is at the heart of Apple's current renaissance.
哎，但是大家不要小看这种后来的收购啊，我们得看看他在 Next 的时候做了什么。他在 Next 的时候发展的那个技术啊 ，the technology we developed at Next is at the heart of. 看看，成为了一个核心，
yeah.
成为了苹果的 current。目前的这个
Renaissance
是什么
？Renaissance is like a revolution. Like people get attention to something that was before that a period not really noticed,、
嗯、
like not really considered to be important. And Apple underwent a renaissance, which means that they focused suddenly on a totally new kind of product and new kind of style, new brand, that kind of, yeah.
就是一种崛起，一种复兴。
嗯。
所以这个 Next 发展的技术呢，成了在苹果公司这次重新崛起的核心。
Yeah, it's at the core of Apple's, current renaissance. What is Apple focusing on right now? That is based upon what Next has done.
所以实际上是乔布斯重新服务了苹果公司、
嗯嗯
啊、乔布斯仍然是苹果公司的核心、
yeah.
他做的什么事情都帮助了苹果公司重新崛起 And
Lorraine and I、
哎、Lorraine 就是他的太太
Yeah, that's his wife Have a wonderful family together、
嗯、我和他呢也一起建立了美满的家庭这下好了、
yeah.
人生事业双丰收了
What I really like about his speech is that you got to find what you love and that he doesn't only talk about his work. He also talks about like love in the sense loving for a person.
嗯，对，所以乔布斯在这篇文段当中还不仅讲了自己所爱的事业、
yeah.
也讲到了自己所爱的人。
Yeah, and it's usually like combined. If people love what they do, they're more open to love other things as well. Like if you don't love what you do and you're sad and miserable, you don't really feel able to love something else, like a person or it's more difficult for people than I think.
像乔布斯这样知道自己热爱什么事业的人，他必然也会知道自己喜欢什么类型的人。
Yeah,
是不是？像他这样的，你也没法去勉强他。也不，他这种肯定也不可能去凑合，啊，或者是想不清楚自己，马马虎虎的就组成家庭是不可能的，
yeah.
绝对是想得特别的清楚，特别明白自己想要什么。好，这样的人生呢，可能会避免，就是说让自己活得不开心吧，也可能会避免犯一些错误。Next.
I'm pretty sure none of this would have happened if I hadn't been fired from Apple.It was awful tasting medicine, but I guess the patient needed it. Sometimes life hits you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. And that is as true for your work as it is for your lovers.Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And, like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on.So keep looking until you find it. Don't settle.
语重心长的。现在回过头来看呢 ，I'm pretty sure. 我现在已经非常非常的确认了。None of this would happen. 所有的这一切都不会发生。If 条件是 I hadn't been fired from Apple. 如果苹果公司当年没有解雇我的话，这一切都不会发生的。
Yeah, if he wasn't fired from Apple, he wouldn't have found Next.
对啊，他当然就不会去成立 Next， 也就不会成立他的家庭了。
Yeah.
你看，一切都是这么的有意思。 It was awful tasting medicine.
This is also a nice metaphor he uses. Like, imagine you're very sick and you have to get some medicine for that. Usually medicine doesn't taste really that good.
但当然通常药都不好喝哈，都苦口。
Yeah, but the result is that you feel better. So yeah, like awful tasting medicine is sometimes needed to become better.
怀疑这句话是从中国智慧当中来的。
Yeah.
咱们中国有句话叫良药苦口利于病。你看这里他说 ,it was awful tasting medicine. 就是苦口的药呢 ,the patient needed. 就是病人所需要的。这不就是良药苦口利于病吗啊，就这么一句话。哎呀，后来他想了想，确实是味道极苦的良药，苦药利于病。Sometimes, 这句话很经典。Life hits you in the head with a break.
Yeah, that means like sometimes life just gives you a lot of trouble.
生活拿起一块砖头 ，a break，、
yeah.
猛击你的脑袋，就是拍你，把你拍在沙滩上。
Yeah.Like you suddenly encounter a problem, like as if you don't see it coming, as if someone hits you with a brick.
大家听到这句话的时候，肯定在心里想：哦，生活今天这样，天天都在拍我脑袋吧？是不是？生活是不是天天都在拍你脑袋啊？各种各样不顺的事情，不是这儿就是那儿哈。
Yeah.
是吧？朱迪老师今儿早上还被邻居家的砖头差点拍了脑袋呢。
Oh, seriously, I had so much headache afterwards.
对对，早上你们家邻居。起来装修，六点钟就起来装修是吧
？Yeah。
哎，你说这些装修的也是起那么早干嘛啊？然后就被生活拍了下了脑袋。这种情况下呢 ，Don't lose faith。
Don't lose faith. Yeah. Don't keep believing. In what you do.、
嗯、
That's what he means.
生活再怎么对你拳打脚踢也好、
嗯、
啊，对你施暴也好，虐你千遍也好，你都不要失去信心，千万不要放弃，也不要失去信心。I'm convinced.
That the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did.
I'm convinced, 就是我非常确信。
Yeah, I just know.
我真是知道，我非常确信。The only thing that kept me going. 那个一直让我走下去的，让我坚持下去的，就是我热爱做的一切。
That he loved what he was doing, made him continue like as he was doing.
嗯，兴趣是最好的老师，热爱是工作的源泉，是吧？你要是不热爱你做的事儿，你三天都走不下去。你要是热爱的话，生活天天踹你，你也能走下去。这就是他所说的这个意思。然后他就说了今天的标题 ：You've got to find what you love. 你必须找出你所爱做的事儿。
Yeah, you got to find what you love. That's the essence of this whole speech.
对 And that is
as true for your work as it is for your lovers.
你看这事儿呢，特别特别的真实。
嗯，
对工作来讲是这样 ，as it is for your lovers. 对你寻找自己的爱人来讲也是这样。
Yeah, you got to find the lover you love.
是不是
That's basically what he says.
对，今年不是有部青春剧嘛，叫《最好的我们》，大家看了吗？你看里边啊，陆星河这么喜欢耿耿，是不是？但是耿耿还是不喜欢他，还是要去等余淮，是不是？这就是对于爱情的那种，他知道自己喜欢是什么，但是你再喜欢我，对不起，没有办法，因为我没有那么喜欢你，所以就是不管对你的事业，对你的爱人。也是这样，你一定要清楚自己爱的是什么。
Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work.
注意哈，看这句话，大家看哈，有没有道理 ？Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. 你看，你的工作将会成为你生活当中啊 ，fill a large part of your life 最大的一部分
，Yeah，
占据你的生活。
It is true, like until you retire at the age of 65, I believe.
对
，in China too, right? 65.
反正就是你一生当中大部分时间都在工作。
Yeah, yeah, like、the large part of your life you work.、So yeah, you better be satisfied with your work.
但是 the only way to be truly satisfied.
Yeah.
那是你唯一真正满意的办法呢？就是什么呢
？Is to do what you believe is great work.
就是你自己所坚信、所认为的这东西是有意义的。
Yeah, and not what others believe that what is great work.
而不是说别人觉得这东西对你有意义，一定是你自己 believe it's great work. And the only way to do great work. 而且呢 要做出好的成绩，唯一的方式就是要 love what you do.
Yeah.
还得你热爱你自己所做的工作。
It's the only way to believe that what you do is great work is to love what you do.
If you haven't found it yet, 大多数的人呢可能都没有找到，是吧？
Yeah.
如果你们还没有找到，没有发现自己喜欢什么，那怎么办呢？
Keep looking.
不停地找。
Yeah, just continue looking. Continue to experiment, just to try new things until you find it.
Don't settle.
Don't.
不要急于做出决定。
Yeah.
不要说好吧，就他吧，算了吧。
Yeah, okay,
将就吧。
I found it. Like, I think this is it. So I will.
薪水还不错啊，这个福利还不错，那就他了吧。Don't settle. 他说不要停，一直要找到你自己喜欢去做的事情。As with all matters of the heart.
Yeah, matters of the heart is a way of describing everything that involves your true feelings.
全心全意的去做，倾尽全力的去做。You will know when you find it. 当你找到的时候，你就知道了。And like any great relationship,
it just gets better and better as the years roll on.
就是说，
yeah.
时间不停地往前走，然后就会变得越来越好。
Yeah, it's like in any kind of relationships, as if it's with your friends or with your lover or with your parents, it's like as time goes by, those real relationships that really matter, they get better and better as the years pass by.
好，而且这种良好的关系呢，随着时间的进展。会变得越来越好、
yeah.
所以 keep looking until you find it、yeah. 继续寻找直到你找到它不要停下来
Yeah, don't settle
好 last paragraph
Your time is limited So don't waste it living someone else's life Don't be trapped by dogma Which is living with the results of other people's thinkingDon't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
这是大家最熟悉的一段哈，因为我们在各大的网络上都看到了这一段精彩的、
yeah.
很多人都把它倒背如流了。
Yeah.
这段话的意思就是说你的时间是有限的。Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. 不要按照别人的生活方式和意愿去活。
Yeah, don't give up your own dreams and your own wishes for your life for someone else. Yeah.
Don't be trapped by dogma. 不要被教条所束缚了。
Yeah.
那些条条框框 which is living in the result of other people thinking. 因为这些教条是按照别人而设想的生活的。
Yeah, many dogmas are created by people in the past, and a dogma is something that is widely accepted and not questioned. Like someone says, "This is true," and then other people also start saying, "This is true," but then they limit themselves to look further than a dogma, and it happens quite quickly.
Don't let the noise of other opinions drown out your own inner voice.
Yeah.
不要让其他人那些喧嚣的观点呢来 drown up your 来掩盖你自己内心的声音
Yeah, what you yourself think, what you yourself want.
对
drown out is to if something drowns you out, then something makes literally that much noise you cannot hear your own thinking anymore.
And most important, 最重要的是 have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. 一定要有勇气呢来跟着自己的感觉和 intuition 直觉走
Yeah.
无论何时 they somehow already know what you truly want to become 因为他们呢早就知道你到底想成为什么样的人了而其他的一切呢 everything else is secondary、
yeah.
其他的一切都是次要的
Your heart and intuition already know what you want to do what you love、So yeah, you better follow them
这些字句呢写起来都是非常的有力的、如果此时此刻我们在听到乔布斯的声音大家再重温一下这个文段，会有什么样的感觉呢
？Second story is about love and loss. I was lucky. I found what I loved to do early in life. Woz and I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20. We worked hard, and in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a $2 billion company with over 4,000 employees. We just released our finest creation, the Macintosh, a year earlier, and I just turned 30. And then I got fired. How can you get fired from a company you started? Well, as Apple grew, we hired someone who I thought was very talented to run the company with me. And for the first year or so, things went well. But then our visions of the future began to diverge, and eventually we had a falling out. When we did, our board of directors sided with him. And so at 30, I was out, and very publicly out. What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone, and it was devastating. I really didn't know what to do for a few months. I felt that I had let the previous generation of entrepreneurs down, that I had dropped the baton as it was being passed to me. I met with David Packard and Bob Noyce and tried to apologize for screwing up so badly. I was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away from the valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. I'd been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. During the next 5 years, I started a company named Next, another company named Pixar, and fell in love with an amazing woman who would become my wife. Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film, Toy Story, and is now the most successful animation studio in the world. In a remarkable turn of events, Apple bought Next, and I returned to Apple, and the technology we developed at Next is at the heart of Apple's current renaissance. And Laureen and I have a wonderful family together. I'm pretty sure none of this would have happened if I hadn't been fired from Apple. It was awful-tasting medicine, but I guess the patient needed it. Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Don't settle. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
哎呀，听完了这一段真是太感慨了，感觉这个乔布斯好像又回来了一样，是吧？所以留下声音真的很重要。这个文段呢，大家就说很励志，确实是又简单，但是说的道理又很明白。所以当你觉得自己有时候有点迷茫的时候，走投无路的时候，丧失信心的时候，可以把这个文段呢反复的拿出来播放一下，让乔布斯亲自告诉你，给你一点勇气，给你加油，是不是？
Yeah, it's definitely a very encouraging speech. Like, it gives you certain hope. Like, whenever you feel something, like you feel an exam, or you don't get accepted by a job, or...I don't know, your bicycle broke or something. There's always a good thing in an accident or something, a problem or trouble.
哎，特别有道理。
Yeah,
特别有道理。
Definitely.
逆境的时候呢，不要完全看到它就是很糟糕的情况。
Yeah.
那没准你看乔布斯这样，他就酝酿这些好的事情了。
Yeah.And it's not really a question of luck. Like, as Steve Jobs in his speech starts, he says, I was lucky that he found what he loved to do when he was 20. So that was his only luck, actually.
Mm.
So, like, when he continues, like, you know that it wasn't luck that made him successful. No, it was really hard work and knowing what he was doing.
一般这种奇人啊，哈，都有点自己的，成功人士吧，都有自己的一些独特的方式和方法。那像他分享的这些心得呢，基本上就是他自己认为一些比较平时的、比较朴实的，一直推动他前进的和他成功的一些原因。这些你看我们现在啊，拿着 iPad 拿着手机在听节目的时候，拿着乔布斯的成果来聆听他的时候，是不是让人非常的怀念他？是不是觉得我们确实这个世界要感激他，不能没有他，是吧？所以啊，这个故事啊，身处逆境的人们，如果你心有所爱，就能从头再来，从头再来。这个对于所有选择迷茫的人都是一种最实在的激励，一定要找到自己真正热爱的事情。 You've got to find what you love.
Yeah.
倾情所有去完成，才能够不负光阴，不愧自心。好了，今天的节目就是这样了，非常感谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I did.
我们下次节目再见，拜拜。